Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Take it easy. Thank you. You bet. Thank Bye. You.
All right, Cynthia Lee Sheng, I should say. Archie Chasson joins us now, President of LaFouche Parish. How you doing, Archie?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you guys?
I'm all right. I guess you slept, what, about 2 days ago?
Yeah, I'm working on about 36 hours.
That's what I figured. And God bless all of y'all for doing what you do and you being the public officials that you are. Tell me what's going on in LaFouche Parish.
Yeah, you know, we're on the streets right now doing damage assessments. Our sheriff's office, our local fire departments, our public works crews spent the night clearing trees, trying to get main arteries back open for us. A vast majority of the storm kind of carried over central and north LaFouche. City of Thibodaux got a ton of rain. We got about 10 inches over the course of about 2 hours, which was just massive. We had about 12 flooded homes on the books right now. I kind of anticipate that number rising by a few as we continue to do those damage assessments now that the sun has come up. We did have to rescue the sheriff's office last night about 26 people from a LaFouche Parish Housing Authority complex that began to take on water, so they're now safe in our shelter here in Lockport. So we're gonna continue to kind of clear roads this morning. The only real three main hiccups we have are Highway 20 at the LaFouche St. James line. That water has covered the roadway and made it impassable. DOTD, along with Sheriff's Office and our crews, are working on a massive oak tree that has fallen at Highway 308 and LaFouche Crossing. So that major artery up and down the bayou is closed. And then, of course, Highway 1 south of the floodgates in Golden Meadow is underwater. So we have equipment staged and ready to go as soon as the tide starts to fall. We're going to begin to clear that road with the Port Commission to get Port Fouchon back up and running.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Is there a time frame on Port Fouchon?
No, it's going to be completely dependent on the tide. High tide was about 6:30 this morning, so we're starting to see the waterfall. Winds are starting to shift a little bit out of the north, so I'm hopeful it's going to drop pretty rapidly. So in the next few hours, I would imagine by lunchtime, there's probably some convoys happening going down to the port.
And what's the situation on power? About 36,000 is the last number I got. People without power?
Yeah, 36,000 people without a power. We have a small block in North LaRose, and believe it or not, Port Fouchon has power, which is completely strange because they're normally one of the first ones to go. So that tells me, based on what I've seen driving up and down the parish late last night and this morning, the resiliency work that Energy Louisiana did after Hurricane Ida is really paying dividends for us. There's not a whole lot of poles down on the road. There's a few broken wires here and there, so I'm pretty optimistic as they begin their assessments this morning that we kind of see power restoration a little bit quicker than what we thought. Still going to take a day or two, I'm sure, but it's going to be a whole lot quicker than we all thought.
But, you know, I think Noel mentioned this last night when we were on, and it goes to Grand Isle as well, which is not LaFouche Parish, I realize. But I think there is a takeaway from this storm could be about the hardening of the grid and the changes that were made, because Grand Isle is, again, like you're talking about with Port Fouchon, doing fine as far as power goes.
Yeah, it's weird. Again, normally Fouchon is one of the first places to go and one of the last ones to come back online, but they're shining bright all throughout the night last night and into this morning. So I talked to their executive director. He's waiting at the floodgates for that water to go down. He's itching to get down there. There was no real storm surge to mention down there. So I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of infrastructure damage within Port Fouchon. So as soon as that roadway is clear, I'm sure those guys are going to get back to business providing energy to the nation.
Compare and contrast, if you will, Archie, to previous storms, because what I'm hearing, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, is that this is more of a rain event for you guys than it was wind. Accurate or not?
Yeah. You know, we saw some 60, 70-mile-an-hour winds sustained with a few gusts higher than that. But it was the tremendous amount of rain. The last few forecasts we were getting as it was coming along shore was that, you know, the rainfalls had diminished. We weren't going to see what we were thinking we were going to see in some of the earlier predictions. And then it's almost like President Lee Shang just said, when it got toward Thibodeau and Northern Raceland, it just kind of stopped. Mm-hmm. And then kind of trained over us, trained over St. Charles, St. John, over through Jefferson, and then fizzled out as it hit the North Shore. But it dropped a tremendous amount of rain and caused a significant amount of issues for us last night as we were trying to deal with some of this stuff in the dark. But you compound that with the 13 inches of rain we got last week.
Right.
Some of the outfall canals are tidally influenced. So it's hard to get that water out when the tides are coming up and the winds are blowing in the wrong direction.
Compare and contrast, if you can, previous storms you've been through. What would this remind you of?
This was very similar to Zeta, only on the north end of the parish.
Okay.
Completely different than Ida, completely different than, even thinking back to Isidore, Lily, Andrew, those previous storms. Really reminiscent of Zeta, just in a different part of the parish.
Any lift station problems or anything? I'm trying to think about the drainage in Lafourche Parish. I know Orleans Parish has had some problems. You heard President Cynthia Lee Shang talk about conserving water in Jefferson as well. Is that a concern in Lafourche at all?
Not holistically. We have a few kind of minor sewer plants across Lafourche. We don't have parish-wide sewer in the unincorporated areas. The city of Thibodeau, of Thibodeau, town of Lockport, town of Golden Meadow have their own plants. And their own generator power that they've been working through. We did have one small sewer district in Lafourche that had an issue with their generator and the natural gas supply last night. So we're working to get them a diesel power generator to get cranked up. But no real holistic sewer issues to deal with, no real water issues to deal with as well. So everything seems to be good on the utility front other than no power.
So what do you want? What do you want? Everything's good on the utility front other than no power. That could be the line of the storm right there, Archie Chasson. We have a winner, a leader in the clubhouse at least. What do you want the people of Lafourche to know before we let you go, Archie?
Yeah, look, curfew was extended till 10 to give us time and daylight to finish those damage assessments. We just want everybody to kind of stay put. I saw a few cars on the road this morning while I was driving around, people trying to get to work at grocery stores and people who are trying to open up to provide commodities to the parish, and I appreciate that. Just be careful. There's still a fair amount of small tree debris on the shoulders of the road. So just be careful while you're driving around if you have to go to work. Give us the ability to finish our work, and we'll get back up and running as soon as we can.
We are at your disposal. You need anything, you got to get out there, give us a call, all right?
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you guys, as always.
Thank you, sir, as well. Archie Chasson, President of Lafourche Parish. We're going to take a break, come back. Tommy Tucker, Francine is now, what do we call it, a depression now? As it makes its way toward Memphis, I think, is where it's heading. Anyway, it's out of here. That's the main thing, and we're dealing with the aftermath now. 504-260-187, if you want to give me a report from where you are and what you saw or what you're seeing. Not a good idea to go driving around quite yet. We'll be back, WWL.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.